Do you love to travel and save money? Or do you wish you could travel but money is holding you back? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast, where I show you how to fly your family free forever using my simple fly free formula. I'm your host, Lynn Mettler. My family of four has mastered the art of flying free as simply as possible since 2015, and I want to show your family how to do it too. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Families Fly Free podcast. I'm Lynn Mettler, your host and the creator of Families Fly Free, a program that teaches you my simple system to always use travel rewards to fly your whole family for free and fly wherever you want, as much as you want in the US, the Caribbean, and Europe. So this week, I wanted to just pop into your podcast feed quickly and talk about a topic that I'm seeing come up in various blog posts and just various emails, etc. online. And that is discounted Southwest gift cards. All right. So you're going to see announcements of, oh, you can buy a $500 Southwest gift card for, say, about $450. And this happens periodically. A couple times a year, you'll see places like Sam's Club and Costco and BJ's and maybe some others sell discounted gift cards. And sometimes you can find these for Disney as well. But when it comes to Southwest, I'm here to tell you that while it does look like it's a great deal, as someone who looks at things a little differently than the rest, it's actually not a good deal. And so I want to explain to you why it's not. So there's two reasons. First of all, we teach you to always book Southwest in points and never book them in cash. And when you use a gift card, that's the same as buying a flight in cash. And here's the reason. When you book a flight with cash or with a credit card or dollars, however you want to say it, and you need to make a change to your Southwest flight, and we teach inside of Families Fly Free all kinds of different tricks and hacks that you can use by making changes to your Southwest flight in order to save tons and tons of points. So if you need to make a change or you need to cancel your flight and you paid in cash, credit, dollars, et cetera, you end up with a Southwest travel credit, which is inflexible, at least not nearly as flexible as Southwest points are. So a Southwest travel credit, they don't ever expire, so that's good, but they can only be used by the person they were originally associated with, and they cannot be combined with points. So that means that you might end up paying out of pocket for a fare if your Southwest travel credit doesn't cover the full amount that you need to pay. And we're trying to show you how to always fly for free, and that isn't free. So when you book Southwest in points, instead, you get maximum flexibility. You can change and cancel to your heart's content, and you especially want to do that when fares go down so you get points back in your account. And when you do that, you know, remember their points never expire, so they can be used forever. They can be used to book anyone on a flight, doesn't have to be you. And they can be mixed and matched with points all day long. So you mix points with other points because they're all the same points. You don't have to worry about being out of pocket on a fare. So instead of that credit, you get points back in your account, which is so much better. And you want to be able to work in points and really to maximize all the different ways you can save on Southwest. So inside Families Fly Free, we show you how to always book Southwest flights in points. Even if you're just starting out and you don't have any points yet, we'll show you the best way to do that to save as much as possible. Okay, so that's number one, why you don't want to get a Southwest gift card at all, because you're not booking Southwest in points when you pay for it with a gift card. You're basically, it's the same as booking it in cash or with a credit card. All right, the second reason, and this is what most people do not realize, Southwest gift cards can only be used to book airfare. So That means that Southwest gift cards cannot be used to buy any kind of ancillary fee. So they can't be used to buy early bird. And that's the service Southwest will sell you that allows you to get checked in ahead of everyone else. You cannot use Southwest gift cards to buy upgraded boarding. So that would be the A1 through 15 boarding orders. If they haven't sold all of those with their business fares, they may offer them to you for an upgraded cost. Can't pay for them with a Southwest gift card. You cannot use a Southwest gift card to pay for in-flight purchases. So you can't use it to buy internet for your flight, nor could you use it to buy drinks on the flight. And a lot of people think this is the case. They also cannot be used to buy more Southwest points, because you would think, oh, I can buy the gift card at a discount and then I can use it to buy the points and then I could book in points, right? Nope, they don't allow that. So you can read that, all the restrictions around the Southwest gift card. If you Google Southwest gift card terms and conditions, I will also put the link below this episode to that so you can see all of this for yourself. So you could use a Southwest gift card for taxes and fees. So within the US, that's $5.60 per way. It would be more if you're traveling internationally for that return flight. So you could use it for that, but let's remember these gift cards are $500 typically, the ones that are discounted, and you're buying them for around $450. That would take you a crazy, insane amount of time, even flying as much as we do, six times a year, probably, to use up that $500 on $5.60 per way, taxes and fees. And there are so many, you can actually get rid of those taxes and fees in other ways. So for example, some of the Southwest cards have Southwest credits on them, and you can use them for taxes and fees. And the credits they give you are more in line with the amount that you're actually going to spend on taxes and fees in a year. And there are even some other ways that you can erase taxes and fees too, besides buying a discounted gift card. So again, I always run up upon folks who are new to travel rewards, and they're used to looking for the best deal they can find in travel. And there's no better deal than free, right? And travel rewards allow you to get things for free. So if you were going with the aim of buying a gift card, so that basically you're saving $50, right? So over the course of $5.60 fees, you'd be saving a slight amount. You wouldn't be paying that full fee if you used your Southwest gift card that you saved $50 to buy. But the better deal is to completely erase the charge with travel rewards or a travel credit on a Southwest card, because then that's costing you nothing. So that's the best deal overall. And also remember that gift cards with Southwest cannot be combined with points to purchase fares. So you can't make up the difference if you're short on points with a gift card. And just again, remember, we don't want you paying cash for a fare. And that is the primary use of a gift card. That's what it's designed for. You can't use it to buy anything else. So if you can't, you can only use it to buy airfares. And it's not a good deal to buy airfares with Southwest in cash. This just ain't a good deal. So bottom line, Southwest gift cards are an inflexible way to buy fares, and they don't allow you to use all the tricks and hacks that we play with Southwest points to pay fewer points for every flight. And again, remember, it might be saving you slightly on the cost if you paid out of pocket, but travel reward saves you completely on the cost. It brings it down to zero. So in conclusion, $449 might be a quote unquote deal like I'm talking about, but again, the best deal is free. And that's what I'm trying to teach you here at Families Fly Free, is how to get as much as possible for absolutely free. So skip that $500 Southwest gift card at Costco or Sam's Club or wherever you're seeing it. And if you want to know more truth like this when it comes to saving on travel and travel rewards, come join us in Families Fly Free. You can learn more about the membership at familiesflyfree.com, and you'll learn all of my approaches like this to things, that what really are deals and what really are not, and what's the simple and best way to really save as much as possible on your travels. So I hope you have a great rest of your week and a great kickoff to your spring. If you're ready to fly your family free forever, I invite you to join my family's Fly Free membership. You'll learn how to stop paying for airfare throughout the U.S., Caribbean, and Europe so you can make those priceless travel memories before your kids or even grandkids leave home for good. And you'll learn it using my simple, proven formula that's helped hundreds of families. You can get more information at familiesflyfree.com.